horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Following the gold rush, many men in California rose to fabulous heights of wealth and power. One of these was Arnold Gearson, whose wealth reached out to develop the vast resources of the Far West. Unlike the thousands of gold seekers, adventurers, and parasites who sought to grab only what they could hold in their hands, Arnold Gearson was in the Far West to stay. Gearson saw the growing influx of the disreputable element and knew that they could and would destroy what he and others like him had wrested from this land of promise. He decided to strike at the heart, the infamous Barbary Coast. In an effort to stamp out the viciousness, Gearson sought for and found the Lone Ranger. This masked rider of mystery, though reluctant to leave the plains and mountains of the cattle country, answered the call and soon found himself fighting a new type of criminal in the Barbary Coast. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy! Faster! Hail, Silver! Away!
Not unlike many other men of the underworld, the physical appearance of Little Pete belied his name. He was huge in every sense of the word. Broad chest, thick neck, swarthy skin, gorilla-like arms, and large, powerful hands. Little Pete was the undisputed head of Oriental slave traffic. A man whose cunning cruelty was known and feared from Chinatown and Barbary Coast to the gold fields of Sonora.
You, over there. No, not you, the one behind you. Come here. You can stop spouting that kind of stuff because I don't understand it. Let me see your hands. Your hands! That's it. Hold them out in front of you. Oh, I figured you was a straw boss of this crew, and I was right.
What is it? Why did you pick this one out of the whole bunch?
Because he's a straw boss. The rest of them will do anything he says.
How do you know?
Well, look at his hands. See that brand on his right hand?
Yeah.
Well, I know how he got it. Let me talk to him. Listen, John, or whatever your name is. I see hand. You know Little Pete? Sure you do. You know a few words of English, too, so don't play so dumb. This fella here, he's your boss. His name is Bill. He wants all of you to work faster. Work plenty fast. Chop, chop. Savvy? Because if you don't, I'll go to Frisco and tell Little Pete how you're acting on this job. You savvy, Little Pete, don't you?
No, no, no. You know, tell Little Pete. We work plenty fast all day.
All right, let's see you hustle. Get along with you. There you are, Bill. Look at them coolies go.
Well, how'd you do it? Who's this Little Pete you were talking about?
Little Pete's a critter who smuggles all these coolies in from the Orient. That's who the boss bought him from.
What's the critter's hand got to do with it?
Well, you see, little Pete can't understand a word of Chinese, and he's too lazy to learn it. He collects part of the wages of every coolie for a year after he smuggles them into the country.
How does that tie in with this Chinaman's hand?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Pete always picks out one Chinese among 8 or 10 and makes him collect the money every payday. And then while all the rest of them are watching him, he brands the poor critter's hand. Well, that stunt always scares the rest of the coolies, and Pete's sure to get his money.
Well, I'll be... And that's what you told this when you were just talking to
No. All I did was mention little Pete and point to his hand. You saw how it scared him.
Yeah, it worked all right.
Yeah, it's a sign that never fails. Every Chinese in California is scared to death of little Pete.
It was long past midnight in San Francisco, but a light still burned in the private study of Arnold Gearson's home high on Nob Hill. Gearson was talking to the Lone Ranger.
I've said it before, but I can't help saying it again. You've done a great job. A splendid job. I and every other citizen of San Francisco owe you a debt we'll never be able to pay.
You owe me nothing, Mr. Gearson.
Surely there's something I can do for you and Tonto. You put the fear of the law into the heart of every crook on Barbary Coast. And you've landed Dreg Raven in jail. Name your own price.
As far as Tonto and I are concerned, Mr. Gearson, there never has been and there never will be a price for helping anyone.
You're a queer one, all right.
There is one thing.
What is it?
A job that's still left undone. I think that this time you'll be able to help me.
How? What do you want me to do?
From several sources, I've heard there's a big traffic in Chinese slave labor operating here in San Francisco.
Yes, I've heard the same thing, but I know very little about it.
According to all reports, the principal dealer is a man called Little Pete. He smuggles the Chinese in and then sells them to mine operators and contractors back in the hills.
Little Pete, eh?
Although no one I've talked to has ever seen him, he's acquired quite a reputation for a method of keeping the Chinese afraid of him.
What do you mean?
Every so often he brands one of them.
Brands them?
Yes, their right hand. Smuggled Chinese recognize it as a sign of his power.
Well, what can I do?
Well, I don't know where Little Pete lives or how to reach him. But I do know what has been passed. There's to be a coolie auction somewhere in Chinatown tomorrow morning.
And you want to know where...
Now, you have friends among the mine operators and contractors. Find out when and where the auction will take place.
All right, I'll do it. But how will I know...
I'll ride up here first thing in the morning. You can give him the message. I intend to disguise myself and attend that auction.
Well, I suppose you know what you're doing. But what do you hope to accomplish? The mine operators certainly wouldn't implicate themselves by testifying in court... How will you stop them?
By putting little Pete where Dreg Raven is, in jail. And I'll see you later, Mr. Gearson. Adios.
I've never known anyone like him. And I'll bet little Pete never has either.
Hushin!
Here, Master.
How about the coolies? You got them all ashore?
Less than 1 hour has elapsed since the final boatload of my humble countrymen left the schooner.
Good. Did you put them all down in bunks over in Bartlett Alley?
It has been done.
I want all those China boys to look good at the auction in the morning. There'll be some big buyers here.
I am sure their appearance will please you.
That's not the idea. It's how they look to the men who are putting up the money. Did you tell him how we run things over here in America?
With customary thoroughness, I have explained everything.
Did you tell him that when the auction's over, they line up and I shake hands with every fifth one?
I omitted only the result to the luckless creatures whose misfortune it will be to shake your august hand.
You know, Lucille, you're all right. You've got a sense of humor.
Perhaps it is because I retain a clean hand.
That's Eddie.
My sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, you've got to admit that my system works. Puts fear and respect into those coolie cousins of yours. And I'm sure of my commissions.
That your action instills fear, I acknowledge. Respect, however, is...
Do ye? What are you doing here?
I bring a personal message.
Yeah?
For the past week, a countryman of yours has been lodged in Sacramento Street Jail. He desires to escape and asks assistance of August and courageous Little Peach.
Skip all that malarkey. Who's in jail?
Greg Raven.
Raven, huh? So he stubbed his toe and the law put him away. Well, I'm sorry for him, but it's no skin off my nose. It's nothing I can do.
That is indeed unfortunate. Mr. Raven mentioned a generous amount of gold he is willing to pay if you...
I guess he has got money stashed away. I wouldn't mind having some of it, but that Sacramento Street jail is made out of stone. They get soldiers guarding it. Tough nut to crack.
If you will excuse the interruption, I have suggested...
Stop using all them words. If you've got anything to say, spill it.
Yes. A distant cousin of mine, his name is Bo Sing Kong, was one of the stonemasons who helped to build the Sacramento Street Jail over 10 years ago.
Yeah? What does that mean?
Bo Sing Kong, being a sagacious and crafty man, may know of more private egress from the jail. He has intimated as much to me many times.
Yeah? Well, get him down here right away.
It shall be done.
Raven's no particular friend of mine. He's always worked the coast, and I've stayed up here in Chinatown. But if he's got some gold to spend for getting out of jail, I'll help him spend it.
Early the following morning, the Lone Ranger removed his mask and outer clothing. Then, with the help of Tonto, he disguised himself as a typical mine operator. It was an hour later that he waited impatiently for Tonto's return from Arnold Gearson's house.
Oh, Scott, oh, fella, oh, oh, fella, oh.
Did you get the information, Tonto?
Me get plenty.
Where's the auction going to be held?
Back a big warehouse on DuPont Street. Gearson say, you tell him you come from Oroville. Them ask no question.
Good. Well, go right up there. Here, Silver.
Me find out something else. Plenty bad news.
Bad? What do you mean, Tonto?
Well, Gearson much excited. Him say, tell you, Greg Raven escaped from jail last night.
Raven escaped?
Soldiers tell police them see Chinese hanging around jail. Them think Greg Raven maybe hide out in Chinatown.
So that's the way it is. Well, Tonto, now we've got two reasons for heading for DuPont Street. Come on, Silver.
Come up, Scout.
I got you out of jail, Raven. Not because I like your looks. I expect to get paid. Plenty.
You'll get it.
When?
Got some gold hid out down Barbary Coast. But I can't go down there now with every lawman in Frisco on the lookout for me.
That's your worry. You can hold up here today if you'll keep out of sight while my auction's going on. But before the night's over, I want my money.
All right.
What are you reaching for? If you've got a gun swinging in a holster under your coat, I'll let you have it.
No, no, gun, Pete. I just keep my knife there, that's all.
Yeah? Let me see. Why do you carry it with a point sticking up like that?
Because I can throw it better that way and faster.
Yeah?
Just grab the point between my thumb and first finger like this and snap it.
Say, that's pretty slick. Never saw anybody throw a knife like that before.
It's the only way to do it. I can hit the spot on a playing card at 40 feet.
Well, that's better than my Chinese hatchetman can do. How would you like a job working for me? My bodyguard.
Maybe.
We'll talk it over later. Right now, I'm going downstairs and see how Fusine is running my auction.
All right for me to stay here?
Keep out of sight. Don't let anybody see you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. In an attempt to break up the slave traffic in the Barbary Coast, the Lone Ranger and Tonto headed for Chinatown and reined up their horses on DuPont Street.
Oh,
this is the place, Tonto. Steady, big fella. We'll leave the horses here.
Why lawmen not catch men who sell slave long time ago?
Well, because the mine operators and contractors who buy Chinese coolie labor won't cooperate with the law. All they're interested in is cheap labor. And the Chinese don't complain because it's the only way they can get into this country.
Oh. And what we do, Kimasabi?
I don't know, Tonto. The first thing to do is look this place over. Here we are.
What do you want, stranger?
We're from Oroville. I understand that this is the place where we might...
Yeah. Buy. I guess you're all right. Go on in.
Thanks. Come on, Tonto.
Gents, I'm offering them in lots of five. Best and cheapest labor in California. Line up five more on the platform, Fusini. There they are, gents. All sound in wind and limb. Each 120 years old. How much am I bid?
$100 a man.
$100. $100.
$125.
It's hard to believe that a thing like this is happening in the United States of America, Tonto.
It's plenty bad.
The only way to stop it is to bring the law here. Let them see what little Pete is doing, and I... Look, Tonto.
Sold to the gent right over there for $175 a man. Now, just to show how much I hate to see him go... I'm going to shake hands with every one of these boys.
Oh, I'd like to... Tonto, a door right across the room is opening. And down, Tonto.
Who threw a knife?
I don't know. I know where it came from. Come on.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto pushed their way through the small crowd of men who were attending Little Pete's slave auction and reached a half-open door on the other side of the room.
This is where the knife is thrown from, Tonto. There's someone at the end of the hallway. Come on.
There. Man, go upstairs.
So will we, but first... Give us a slip, Tonto. Here's another room. Let's try it. Little Pete.
You're the critter that's doing all the shooting around here. What's the idea?
Someone threw a knife. Tried to kill either my Indian friend or me.
Yeah? Where did it happen?
In that big room where you're holding the auction.
I didn't see no knife thrown. And just for your information, stranger, I don't like customers in my place that go hog wild with a shooting man. Might bring the police.
That's true. It might. And the slave auction is no place for the law.
You can understand that, can't you?
Yes, of course.
You mining men need cheap labor. The China boys need a new home. I make both of you happy. Ain't that right?
Is the auction all over?
Just half finished. Sell the other half tonight. Sale starts at 10 o'clock.
Good. We'll be back.
Well, I hope there's no hard feelings, stranger. Will you shake him?
Yes, I'd like to shake hands with you.
Hey, almost broke my hand.
Oh? How does it feel? Come on, Tonto.
Me come.
Well, this house is like most of them in Chinatown. A dozen different ways to get in and out.
Well, what do we do now, Kimasabi?
Go back to our camp, Tonto. I want to get into my own clothes again.
Who do you think throw knife?
I don't know. Greg Raven is hiding out somewhere up here, and he's an expert knife thrower.
Maybe Raven and fella named Little Pete
were... They're working together. We'll find out tonight. Steady, Silver. In the meantime, I want you to take a note to Arnold Gearson.
Me take it.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up his town.
No wonder the law caught up with you and you landed in jail. Anybody dumb enough to throw a knife in front of 30 or 40 people...
When I spotted that Indian out there in the room, I didn't care how many people were around.
Who is he? I was talking to a tall gent that was with him.
I never saw that critter before, but the Indian is poison. He's a sidekick of the Lone Ranger.
Who?
The Lone Ranger, ain't you never heard of him?
No.
You're lucky. It was him that ruined my business down on the coast, put the law on my trail and run me down the hills the other side of the bay.
Lone Ranger? Sounds like a name somebody made up. What's he look like?
He's tall, wears a black mask, and rides a white horse. And he's greased lightning with a pair of six guns. What's the matter?
Hey, Raven, it's a good thing I got you out of that jail. You were going completely loco. You still ain't far from it.
What do you mean?
A man wearing a black mask, a white horse, with a name like Lone Ranger.
Don't believe it?
Opium's bad stuff. Makes you see a lot of things that ain't there. You ought to lay off.
All right, don't believe it, but I
you
know
knock
I...
Knock that down. I don't care how many bad dreams you have. Give me a hideout, you know? With a law fanning every inch of Chinatown looking for Raven. It's me that's giving you a place to hold up.
I know, Pete, and I'll make it right with you just as soon as
Don't worry, I've got it all figured out. Fusine!
I'm here.
Listen, Fusine. Raven here's a friend of mine.
So I have observed.
The law's looking for him, and they might stumble in here.
Quite true.
I think the best way to hide him is to change his looks. Put a different color on his face. Shave his head and glue on one of those Chinese pigtails.
Wait a minute, I don't want...
I'm the one who's doing the hiding, Raven. You're going to be my new Chinese bodyguard.
Open up. You wait here, Scout. Me come right back.
Tonto, where's the Lone Ranger?
Well, me bring note. Here.
Let me see. All right, Tonto. You tell the Lone Ranger I'll do exactly as he asks.
Me tell him. That all?
I'll arrange everything and wait for his signal.
Oh, who's the
horse cow?
We'll leave the horses here, Tonto, behind the warehouse. Now, Mr. Gerson has followed through on my suggestion. We'll soon know.
Tai! Tai!
That signal?
Yes, I told him to... Wait, there's someone coming.
I spotted the white horse.
You're the police sergeant?
Yeah, Arnold Gerson said you'd be wearing a mask. I couldn't believe it until
I... Forget the mask. Do you have a squad of men with you?
12 of my best. We've got the building surrounded.
Good.
My instructions are to take orders from you.
My Indian friend and I will go in the front door. If you hear any shooting, close in.
We'll cover you all right, stranger.
Good. Come on, Toto.
A critter wearing a black mask and riding a white horse. And me, a police sergeant, taking orders from him. It couldn't happen any place but Chinatown.
Be patient, gents. Fusine's bringing up 5 more coolies. They'll be here in just a minute. Well, Raven, how do you like my way of making money?
It's all right, as long as the coolies hold out.
If I run short, I'll sell you. You make a pretty good-looking Chinaman and that kid.
Say, if you think
down
I'll...
And shut up. Remember your hat now, Raven. Chinese bodyguard never argues with his boss. All right, gents, here they are. Look them over. 5 more of the strongest packs from China. Everyone sound in wind and limb.
I'll take care of the doorkeeper, Tonto. You go on in first.
Hey, this is a private house. What do you think you... Mask. Outlaws.
We haven't time to discuss that question. Go ahead, Tonto. I'll follow you as soon as I tie this fellow's hands and feet.
Me go.
The baby's 300. We'll make it 3.5. Come on, gents. You'll make it 350.
Hey, Pete. Look, he just came in the door.
Don't bother me. What are you talking about?
That Indian, the same one that was here this afternoon.
Hold your gab. You can't be spouting off when you're dressing that Chinese
but ring. Pete, I tell you, it's the Indian that... I'm going to...
Keep that knife in your pocket.
Let go of my arm. I'm going to get
him. Around here and ruin my auction sale, huh? You're a sneaky little jailbird.
No, Pete. No. My hand, don't.
Hey, what's the trouble?
Hey,
Quiet, all of you.
Who's that?
Mast, he's an outlaw.
It's a holdup.
No, it's not a holdup. This building is surrounded by police. They're here to arrest Little Pete for violation of the immigration laws. I'm here to see that some of you men testify against him in court. If you won't go any other way, maybe these guns will persuade you.
It's him! It's a Lone Ranger!
All right, Little Pete. I think your days of selling human slaves is over.
Why, you... Great, the knife. Use the knife.
Can't throw a knife with a broken hand?
Let out that gun!
Kimasabi, him call that Chinaman drink.
Yes, I heard it tonight.
You're not going to get
me. Grab him, Tonto.
Get him.
Hey, the police! We
got to
get out of here!
You're all under arrest. Anybody tries to make a run for it, my men have orders to shoot.
This one is Little Pete, Sergeant.
Yeah, I recognize the varmint. Put the cuffs on him, Clancy.
Come here, you.
You can't do that.
Who's the Chinese your Indian friend is holding down over there? That one of the coolies?
That man's not Chinese. He's Drake Raven.
Raven? Well, I'll be... So this is where the critter's been hiding out. And with us combing the city for him.
I hope you'll be in jail to stay this time.
Don't worry. We'll keep him there.
Good. Well, I'm sure you can handle the rest of these men, Sergeant.
Sure we can.
Then our job is done. Come along, Toto.
Hey, Clancy.
Yes, sir?
Line everybody up. We'll march him out of here.
Sure. Say, Sergeant.
What do you want?
The gent you were talking to. The one with the mask. He did some mighty fancy shooting. Say, who is he?
I ain't right sure, Clancy. But if I was a betting man, I'd lay 8-5 he's the Lone Ranger.
I'll still there!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.